This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch.
With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination.
And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Protecting Main Street from Wall Street. This is Money Unleashed with Eric Johnson on Extra 106.3.
I would argue that when you have a retirement plan, that you need to have it personally tweaked for your situation. Some people need a growth plan. Some people need a protection plan. Some people need an income plan. Some people need all three.
It's time to pull back the curtain and expose Wall Street for what it really is. This is Money Unleashed with Eric Johnson.
Keep this number handy, 404-640-5511. That's how you reach out to Eric Johnson and the team at the Hoffman Financial Group. Thanks so much for listening to Money Unleashed this weekend. It's all brought to you by the Hoffman Financial Group here on Extra 106.3. My name is Mark Owens, and coming up, how will the Inflation Reduction Act really affect your bottom line? And 60% of men need more of this to be happy.
What?
We'll get to that plus more. But first, Eric Johnson, how are you doing this week?
I'm doing great, brother. How are you doing today?
Kids back in school?
You know it. Getting back in the school thing.
What are mornings like in your house?
Chaos.
Is it?
Chaos.
What grades?
Third grade and first grade. I say let's go more than Tom Brady. Put on your shoes and socks. Come downstairs. Brush your hair. Brush your teeth. You know, so we got them awake and they get dressed.
Yeah.
But it's the hair, brush, teeth, shoes and socks, food, all that fun stuff. So, you know how it goes.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, and, you know, you got to wake up earlier, too, for school. I mean, They want you there at, like, 7:45.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, man.
That bus comes around our neighborhood about 6:50, 6:55.
Oh, my goodness. Yours is worse than mine.
I'm going to call myself out as being a hypocrite because about 10 years ago, when everyone would start posting the pictures of their kids' first day at school, holding first day of fourth grade, when I grow up, I'll be like, this is so obnoxious.
I do one every week.
Guess who does it now?
Every week.
Every single year. I'm the first one to be like, Caroline, hold that sign up. Be proud to say I want to be a gymnast when I grow up.
We have special chalk pens just for the chalkboard.
Yes, you do.
We buy new ones every year. It's actually pretty funny.
Yep. We have the chalkboard in the garage. All we do is wipe off second grade, write third, wipe off third,
that's exactly
fourth.
Right.
The only reason we have the chalkboard.
That's exactly right. Yep. I also thought to myself as we were doing the beginning of school pictures for social media and all that fun stuff. Like, when did this become a thing?
Yeah.
When did this? I just go to school. Hey, school time. Bye.
Yeah. Threw a handful of Cheetos and a peanut butter sandwich in a bag and see ya.
Somehow I showed up back at home on time. I don't know how I got here. How am I here right now? I don't know.
Well, I'm glad everything's going well. You can meet the team online from the Hoffman Financial Group, unleashyourmoney.com. Put a face to the voice that you hear every weekend, 404-640-5511. You schedule that complimentary portfolio comparison from the team of the Hoffman Financial Group. And I know one of the questions you're getting right now is the CPI. So the inflation index holding steady at 8.5%. Now, the good news is that it's not going up.
Right.
Now, the bad news is it's not drastically going down. So, but Eric Johnson, is this a sign we may start to see some relief from this record high inflation?
Yeah, I think so. So what happens is what people need to understand is when the interest rates are raised by the Fed, it takes a little while to see the results of those interest rate hikes. Okay. So when they first came out and did that little quarter point just to kind of test and see how the market did, and then they went to 50 basis points and 75 basis points, it's going to take time. I mean, we're talking like I'm probably thinking another 6 to 12 months before we see the full result of everything. But it's a good sign, and I like seeing it. No one likes seeing, 9.1. That's ridiculous. I mean, 40-year record being broken. And it's good for individuals and people. It's also, good for just the value of your dollar. I mean, we need to get it back to where Americans can, actually live off the paychecks that they have, right? But yeah, and long and the short of it is I think it's a good sign. We are not out of the woods yet by any stretch of the means. You know, this week has been nice. July has been nice, but we still have a lot of headwinds that, people aren't necessarily talking about. Mystically, no one's talking about the war in Ukraine anymore. That's kind of odd because that was a big catalyst on why things went down in the first place. Mm-hmm. So no one's talking about that anymore. Gas is dropping down mystically. Yeah. It's very mystical how this is all happening.
Because we got an election in a couple
of weeks. What? I, election?
I saw
he's going down in front of the election. That's odd. Right after the oil companies make all their money off of, you know, the $5 gas we've had since, I don't know.
There was a headline that said
weird.
That.
I don't know, it's weird. I'm not a big fan of coincidences.
President Biden is having a magical summer right now. And I understand that, like, he got some of the bills passed. And we'll talk about the Inflation Reduction Act here in just a couple of seconds. But
I thought you said he was going on more bike rides. No? Okay. That's not magical? Okay.
But, you know, the reality is with inflation up and down, with the interest rates, you know, up. Gas prices, I mean, still, we should not be celebrating $4 a gallon gas. That's not a thing to celebrate. What is something that we should be doing right now to help benefit our portfolio?
Well, I would tell you is making sure, number one, you're in the right spot. Having it checked out is a big, important thing to do. If your portfolio is not performed on the way down, chances are it's not going to perform as well on the way back up either. Right. So and that's why we say, hey, you know, you guys sit with a fiduciary investment advisor, take a look at that stuff. And so, you know, when you come in and see us, we do all these different reports. We do a Morningstar report. We do a quantitative analysis report on your current positions. And then we give you suggestions on, you know, how to improve the current 401k if you can't move it, or, you know, how to maximize what you're trying to do inside your IRA. And everybody's a little bit different with that. But I would say, you know, just having a look, you know, it's like reading a map, right? You can't figure out where you need to go on the map until you figure out where you are on the map. So I would say step one is having your portfolio looked at. That is a big deal. And then, you know, making sure that you are making the proper tweaks. I would tell you right now is it couldn't be a better time to be adjusting your portfolio for the future, right? And everybody that I, you know, seem to meet with has a very short-term thinking process when it comes to their money and growing it. They want it yesterday, and they want full protection and maximum growth and all that fun stuff. You need to make moves and position yourself better in times like these in order to take advantage of when the market does eventually go back up again. So I would tell you those would probably be the first two things I would start with. But then also understanding, like, what this all means, you know? So yeah, I think July was a fantastic month. We needed it. I mean, just mentally.
Yeah.
We all needed it. But there's some things coming down the pike. So we mentioned how the war that caused so much problems is not being mentioned any longer.
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, we're looking inward towards us, and we've got the inflation thing. And that is good news, but, you know, that war is still a problem. China not opening up their economy because, we're in bed with them. That's the problem. And, you know, all it takes is, you know, Vladimir Putin to decide he's going to cut off more natural gas over to Europe before, you know, we're in it again.
Yeah.
Right. So I would just, you know, be patient. I'm not waving the white flag yet, like this thing's over just yet. You know, back in 2000, and I believe it was 14, we saw the same type of thing happen where, you know, we have a little pop down, it comes back up, and, you know, we retrace 50% back of the S&P 500. It fails and goes back down and tests it again. And so I think we probably have a better chance of that happening than busting through this thing, because, you know, we do have an election. And guess what happens after all the votes are tallied up, everybody?
What's that?
The crap starts happening, right? So that's what all the bad things begin again.
Yeah, we need votes, so we need everything to look great right now.
Oh, yeah, they're gonna dress this thing up as nicely as they possibly can, and they're going to say, hey, look at the scoreboard, and you look at this, look at all these bills we wrote and all that fun stuff. But, yeah, that's where you need to start. You asked me where you need to start by checking out and making sure your portfolio is positioned properly for now and also in the future, too.
So here are the things. Look, we cannot control inflation. We can't control interest rates. We can't control gas prices. What you can control is putting a plan together when you get serious about adjusting your portfolio or building that portfolio as needed. 404-640-5511. That's how you reach out to Eric Johnson and the team at the Hoffman Financial Group. Take advantage of the complimentary portfolio x-ray. Eric's going to personally sit down with you, build the plan, or make adjustments as needed. And Eric, got a couple of minutes left in this segment. We often say that there's nothing wrong with getting a second opinion. And I know you've heard it a lot. People will call you and say, look, I have an advisor, but I feel like my needs are not being met.
Sure.
When people say their needs are not being met, what needs?
It could be as simple as communication. It could be as simple as performance. It can also be as simple as they've just basically outgrown what their advisor was doing for them in the past. You know, like, you know, for instance, in your 30s, 40s, and sometimes 50s, you're doing the throw everything in there and just, you know, hold, you know, buy and hold, right? Yeah. That might be good for those that time frame. But then typically people get into their early 50s and the 40s, like, well, wait a second, it's got to be more than this. There's got to be more to it than that. And, you know, your gut's right about 90% of the time, and it's going to happen. You know, so all you 50-year-olds out there, I mean, you know, when all of a sudden you see, like, you know, the light at the end of the tunnel, you're going to be retiring here in the next 5 or 6 years, you're not worried about finding the new Teslas of the world. You're not worried about getting into the Bitcoins of the world. You're worried about retaining the money you have and figuring out, okay, this is what I got. Where do I need to get to have my nirvana, if you will, of retirement? And so that's the thought process of what's going to happen. You know, but you can't figure out where you need to go until you figure out where you're at first. So I tell everybody, you know, whether it's us or somebody else, I prefer it be us. We're really good at it.
Sure.
But coming in to sit down with us and let us analyze your stuff. If you've done a good job and your guy's doing a good job, I'll pat you on the back and say, hey, stick with your guy. There's a lot of great advisors out there.
Good game, Tiger.
Yeah. Right. And then if there's a way that we can benefit you financially or if there's some issues that I see, I point those out to you. And obviously, you know, usually second or third appointments, I come up with solutions to the problems that I see, whether it be 401k, IRA, brokerage accounts, doesn't matter. But yes, finding out where you're at, finding out where you need to go and how you can, you know, basically take your money and generate income to live off the rest of your life. I want to break it down in one segment.
The end of the day, that's what it's about.
It's not about your number. It's not about, how many commas I have. You know, I've got three commas. No, I mean, you know, I haven't seen anybody with three commas, but, you know, two commas, that should be everyone's goal. You know, I feel like everybody should try to shoot for that if they can.
Sure.
But it's not about the number. If the number is what you're worried about, then you're just going to be looking at a number the rest of your life.
There's nothing wrong with getting that second opinion is what you're saying.
Absolutely.
Nothing wrong with sitting down with Eric Johnson. That's why that initial consultation is no cost, no obligation to you. Maybe you have an advisor. And again, you just feel like haven't talked to him enough. The economy's kind of in a downturn right now. I haven't heard from them. Well, give Eric Johnson a call and he's going to be with you. He's going to support you till boots up. That number is 404-640-5511. One more time, 404-640-5511. A couple of pieces of information. We'll get you scheduled to sit down with Eric Johnson and the team at the Hoffman Financial Group. You can find more information online at unleashyourmoney.com. And, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, talking about 401ks, because coming up next, we're going to talk about the fatal flaws of the target date fund in your 401k.
Yes.
We'll get to that next. No. This is Money Unleashed on Extra 106.3.
Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all of our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interests of our clients and to make full disclosure of any conflicts of interest, if any exist. Please refer to our firm brochure, the ADV 2A, page 4, for additional information.
Protecting Main Street from Wall Street. This is Money Unleashed with Eric Johnson.
Now, if you go to unleashyourmoney.com, you could put a face to the voice that you hear every weekend here on Money Unleashed. But you have the opportunity to meet Eric Johnson face to face August 23rd or the 30th. Ruth, Chris, and Alpharetta having a great seminar. Eric Johnson, it is complimentary, but seating is limited. Need to reserve your seat. We'll tell you about that in a second. But what can we expect when we sit down and we meet with you, meet with the team from the Hoffman Financial Group at Ruth, Chris, either the 23rd or the 30th?
Yeah, I'd invite people who want to learn a little bit more to contact us on, you know, on the website or give us a call, 404-640-5511. There are limited seating, but you know, we buy you dinner. Right. Give you a steak or your fish or salmon, whatever you like. We got a nice little menu lined up for you. And then, you know, we talk about things. I like to make it fun. I like to make it informational. We'll be talking about the inflation, what's happening right now, the tax situation that's coming up as well. We're also be talking about, you know, the markets and what it looks like and what we can expect in the future. Also, you know, the political climate and how things are going to change that as well. So we'll be touching on all of those things. But it's great. You get to meet me and, you know, I come up to every single table afterwards and ask if you got any questions. So if you want to put a face to the name, come on, check us out. I like to have fun. It's not like going to get your teeth pulled.
It's not stuffy at all.
We go in there and I'm the same person as I am. You know, running these seminars for folks as I am talking with you on the phone, you know, just want to be upfront and honest with people and just tell people what's happening.
And look, if you need some more water, some more bread, Eric will get you that as well.
Oh, yes. I'm a fantastic maitre d' as well. I just, you know, if you ask for more butter, I can't help you with that, but water, got it.
So educate and inform. That's the goal. August the 23rd. Or the 30th, a couple of opportunities. It's going to be either Ruth, Chris, and Alpharetta. Again, complimentary seminar, but seating is limited. Need to reserve your spot now. 404-640-5511. Couple of pieces of information to save your seat or always online at unleashyourmoney.com. And Eric, you brought it up
earlier in the show talking about building your 401k. I want to talk about target date funds because those are found in a 401k, but there is...
gross.
All right, here we go.
Sorry.
Grab a snack.
Sorry. Can everyone tell where I stand on these?
Help us out.
Let's talk about it.
But the flaw is as they go to less risk, they go to bonds.
Yep.
Tell me why that's such a fatal flaw.
When target date funds came around, you know, theoretically it was a great idea, right? Because the older you get, the less risk you should have, right? The problem is every year that you get closer to this target date, they're putting more and more money automatically into bond funds for you. Well, why is that bad? Everyone's like, oh, bonds are, they're safe. They protect you from market risk. Yes, traditional bond ladders do. But what does not and has not recently is the bond funds that are in your account, right? So, for instance, I was doing one of our portfolio x-rays for somebody, and the gentleman had a very familiar bond fund that was provided by a very familiar custodian. And I looked at it, and this is one of the best ones out there, right? The problem with these is that you're not in a bond. If you made a bond, you've made your bet. If you're in a bond mutual fund, you might have 200 or 300 different types of bonds inside of that fund. And that manager, guys, you know, so when interest rates go up, bond values go down. And conversely, when inversely, interest rates go down, bond values go up. Well, guess what? Interest rates are going up.
Right.
Right. And so if you're adding more and more money into the bond funds and these guys are buying and selling them for higher yield or higher interest rates, you're going to be losing money in these bond funds. That's the flaw is the bonds are not working. They're not the place you want to be. You can Google it. Google Warren Buffett. We've been screaming this from the high heavens for a couple of years now. But yeah, if you don't believe me, believe Warren Buffett. Google bonds are dead. Warren Buffett, boom. You know, I think it was the beginning of 2021. He even told this is not where you want to be for protection. So what's nice about that, though, is there's always an alternative. And we've got a bunch of different alternatives to bonds. And you need to make sure that if your 401k isn't a target date fund, you really need to be mindful and have it take a hard look at it. They're also very expensive. Okay. So if you've got a match, because most people do, it's not all going in your pocket, everybody. So another thing that we go over when we do these portfolio x-rays is that you're going to find expense ratios for these target date funds. And these guys are the worst culprits for being with some of the most expensive vehicles out there, right? Mm-hmm. So you want to make sure that if you have these types of things, you want them looked at so you can figure out solutions to get that mix, but have it work better for you. It's the equivalent of driving like a VW bug like Herbie, right, versus a Ferrari, right? Like everyone loves Herbie, right? But Herbie used to fall apart all the time. And so everyone wants the Ferrari. Make your portfolio run like the Ferrari, okay? And if you need to have a half and half mix or... you've got a target date fund for 2025, get someone to look at it because I'm telling you right now, you're losing on the spots that you shouldn't be losing and you're not making enough on the way back up to make a difference if and when this market eventually turns around.
Right. And that's all part of the 401k strategy that you have for your clients.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And another thing I'd tell you, if you've got a 401k, if you're over the age of 59 and a half and you haven't had someone looked at it, you're behind the eight ball. Okay. You need to have somebody look at your 401k if you're over 59 and a half, because what most average retail investors don't understand, Mark, is that once you hit 59 and a half, you are able to take a distribution out of that and roll it over to an IRA. Okay. And I think it's a very good idea to do this. A couple different reasons why. One, you have a much more robust selection of ways to grow your portfolio. Okay. And protect your portfolio, okay? So you have all, the world is your oyster inside of an IRA. Now, when you're in an old 401k, or if you have an old 401k, you need to move it.
Yeah.
Because those expense ratios are eating you alive, okay? But then also, you've got more choices in how to make your portfolio work better for you as well. And I think it's a very handy thing to do, especially if you're getting close to retirement.
When you call the team at the Hoffman Financial Group at 404-640-5511, that 401k x-ray, that's part of the process. Eric Johnson's going to sit down with you, take a deep dive into your 401k, see what adjustments need to be made. Maybe it's been a while since you've looked at it. You've just kind of set it and forget it. Well, maybe there are some elements that could be working for you. Do you see that a lot?
There's no set it, forget it in our world.
Yeah.
Okay. You have to, listen, I call it doing the ostrich. You know, most people just do the ostrich. They stick their head in the sand, throw money at it, and hope there's enough at the end of the day.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't work. Even more important, the closer you do get to retirement, to pay attention to what your money is doing and how it's working for you.
Yeah.
You know, you have to have a portion generating income. You have to have a portion that's safe, you know, you can't lose and it's generating reasonable gains. And you have to have some that's keeping up with the astronomical inflation. I don't care. 8.5 is great. I'm glad we turned it around. It's still astronomical. It was astronomical last time. It was 8.5. So don't let the smooth taste fool you. Yes, it's good news that it got knocked down a little bit. And we need to knock it more. I'm not going to be happy the way closer to 3, mm-hmm. right? So you have to understand that, you know, I'm not waving the white flag on this sucker. I'm in the camp of thinking this is what's referred to as a bull trap. I think we go back down and perhaps test the lows again. Hopefully it holds, right? And then after that, I can probably have the argument of, okay, we can see some higher highs now.
Yeah.
But yeah, as far as the 401k is concerned, old ones, new ones, doesn't matter. Take a look at it, because most Americans' money is going to be located inside the 401k. Mm-hmm. And the faster you identify the issues in it, the faster you can fix them, and the faster you can get to, you know, the financial goals that you want to be at when you get closer to retirement.
404-640-5511. Eric, I don't want to call you out, but when I just said the phrase, set it and forget it, I wish you could have seen his eye roll was so hard, you almost passed out.
I blanked out for a second. I was like, set it and forget
Duh,
it?
What, never.
What is this, Ron Pompeo? Am I making
Ron
a roast? Pompeo was with, I think it's Pompeo.
Is it? Yeah. That's the food dehydrator guy,
yeah,
right?
That's exactly right. Yeah, no, there's none of that in our world. Yeah. You have to stay on top of it. You know, everyone remembers back in the day, for instance, you know, my grandfather, when he did this, he said, oh, when you retire, you get your pension. That doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
You've got your Social Security and you've got AT&T stock. Well, stuff changes.
Yeah.
AT&T stock used to pay like 9% dividend yield. That's why he said it. That dividend yield doesn't exist anymore for AT&T, mm-hmm. right? So you always have to stay on top of it. And changes, dividends get changed on a daily basis. You can lose them all in a day. You know, all you have to have is one another pandemic, and then all the dividends could be gone. You never know. It just depends on how these companies want to put money back into their shareholders' hands through buybacks or dividends. But you always have to stay on top of it, right?
Yep.
You always need to make sure that you understand what's going on, because the faster, again, if you're on a train track and you look up and see a light, how long is it going to take your big butt to get off the train tracks?
Probably, hopefully, pretty darn quick.
Well, you would think so, but, you know, most people that I see, they want to play chicken with the light, right? And so if we see another downturn, if we do see, you know, hopefully a softer recessionary period, mm-hmm. remember the train track, because if you got hit by that train, then guess what? You just lost a bunch of time.
Yeah.
And you have to wait for it to come back before any changes are made. So it's always good to be proactive and make any sort of changes before, you know, those events happen.
404-640-5511, the importance of that 401k strategy. And Eric Johnson offers that complimentary 401k x-ray. It's all part of the process with that initial consultation with Eric Johnson and the team from the Hoffman Financial Group. 404-640-5511, always online at unleashyourmoney.com. So when you call the Hoffman Financial Group, you're not calling an 800 number. You're not going to sit on hold for 15 minutes just to ask one question,
no.
or have to set an appointment to talk to a human being 2 weeks from next Thursday. You're available, you're in the community, and you're here to support your clients as well.
That's right. And, you know, for the people who call off the radio show, you know, we do have artificial intelligence that helps us as well, because, you know, very frankly, they never call in sick, right?
Yeah,
so
true.
If you call in, you're going to get Amelia. She's our artificial intelligence that helps you get to a live individual like myself. And my team's fantastic. My client services team, they're just, I mean, I can't say enough good things about these guys. They're just really professional. They're really great with the clients or prospective clients on the phone. They do a really good job of setting them up to let them know what to expect and what we need. And yeah, we're really here, just here for the people, man.
Yep, that number is 404-640-5511. Couple of pieces of information, and the team member from the Hoffman Financial Group are going to get back in touch with you. And that's how you schedule that complimentary consultation with Eric Johnson, that income plan. He's going to sit down, take a look at your plan, or see what adjustments need to be made. And Eric, you know, as we're talking about those big box stores as well, where you got to call the 800 number, maybe they're not going to get back in touch with you. Maybe they only check in with you once every 6-8 months. You know, there's something to be said about getting a second opinion, and there's nothing wrong with getting a second opinion, because you've said it before that you'll talk to members of the community, people here in Metro Atlanta, and they'll say, hey, man, I've got an advisor, but I just don't feel like my needs are being met. But I feel kind of weird calling somebody else. There's nothing wrong with getting that second opinion.
No, there's nothing wrong. And I would tell you that 95% of people that I get the pleasure of sitting down with do have an advisor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a couple different things. So there's a couple different scenarios. So there's the outgrowing of your current advisor, and that happens. You have a lot different set of things that you want to have done in your 40s than you do in your 50s and 60s. And sometimes you simply just outgrow the person you've been with. And there's nothing right or wrong about that. Then you have the unattended advisor, right? So, you know, they call me once a year, tell me everything's okay, pat me on the head, and I don't like that either. You typically receive that from big box firms, especially if you don't have north of $1.5 million, right? And then there's just simply advisors that haven't done a very good job. That happens too. Not that there's, you know, they're bad advisors, just haven't done a very good job. And that happens from time to time. And those are typically the three things that I see with people and advisors. But what I would tell people right now is getting a second opinion is always a good idea, no matter what's going on in the market. So, for instance, if the market's at the tip, tip, top, and I would tell everybody, trust your gut, right? Like, your gut's right 85% of the time. That's real. It's real in real life. It's real with the market, too. And, you know, even right now with the S&P 500 being down 16% year to date, right? Even now is a good time to have your portfolio looked at. Here's why. Because if you've got something that's designed to, like, a standard 60-40 portfolio, and you notice that you're basically just following the S&P 500, yeah, if you have it looked at and you position it properly, because let me tell you something. When this recession's over, when we finally get our finger on the pulse of what's going on here, and we get everything untangled, this market's going back up, and it's going to roar, right? And so getting yourself positioned to take advantage of that is critical. You know, just because you've got a basket full of mutual funds that used to be $1 million and now it's 700,000, that doesn't mean it's going back to $1 million. Just because it was there before doesn't mean that it's going back there, right?
Yeah.
However, and especially if you're in mutual funds, because you got no idea of why it goes up and goes down, because it's a basket of 200 or 300 positions, depending on the type of mutual fund you select, right? But, you know, for instance, if we know that Apple is going to crush it and you get into Apple, then at least you can look at Apple and say, all right, well, I know Apple's doing great. And then you can figure out what's working, what's not working. And you can also, you know, get a really well-diversified stock portfolio that beats the pants off of any mutual fund. You get to eliminate the expense ratios, and then you get to see what's working and what's not working. And I would tell people that making a switch or a change now, even when the market's down, but making sure it's designed for when it does come back, you can really get a leg up on your retirement. You can really get a leg up on your wealth generation. So I would tell everybody, up, down, turn around, if it's not working for you or if it was supposed to do something it didn't, have it checked out. Yeah. And if it works, you know, and you meet with me, I'll pat you in the back, say, hey, you guys doing good. If there's something I'd change, I'd let you know. And it's always going to be for the better, right? Yeah. Like, we want to make sure that you're able to pivot. We want to make sure that your plan has options associated with it. You know, buy and hold. Okay. You know, over the long term, yes, that works. However, in times like this, you do need some agility and you do need some liquidity and you do need to be able to place your money in the right spots in order to take advantage of whatever's working right now. So the long and the short of it is, yes, have your portfolio checked and make sure there's a plan involved. If the plan's just to make money, okay, got it. But if you're starting to get closer to retirement, you want a game plan.
Yeah.
It's like football season's coming. Let's talk about football for a second. So for instance,
we have it this month. We are into August. There is football this month.
It's coming, baby. So, all right, let's talk all my football guys out there.
Okay.
I'm an ex-football player. I can't help myself. So let's talk about this for a second. If you had your dream team, let's say we had Herschel Walker.
Okay.
Let's say we had Matthew.
I'm going to go Stetson Bennett just because he won
us.
He won us a national championship.
We're talking about dream team best players to ever play the game for the Georgia Bulldogs.
Okay, then Matt Stafford.
Let's say Stafford's there. Yeah. Let's say
Todd Gurley's going to be there.
You know, Chubb's backing him up.
Yeah.
Remember Randy McMichael at tight end?
Yep. Let's put Sean Marino on there as well.
Sean's the third down back. don't know if he makes it in the top. Let's use last year's defense.
Okay.
Last year's defense and all those guys.
Jordan Davis, let's put him back on there.
So, okay, let's say you've got it. And you're like, man, this team is so great. Okay, so what would that mean to the average listener out there? So let's say you got $1 million to $2 million.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you feel when you have those good players on your team. All right, well, here we go. We're playing Florida. What's the game plan? Oh, I don't know. I'm just going to kind of, you know, we got Stafford and we got Noshon and we got Gurley and we're just going to kind of go out there and just play football. No, you need a plan. You need a game plan. They play a 4-3. Okay, we're going to line up in 21 personnel and we're going to run the ball down their throat with Todd. Right. Or, hey, you know what? They like to run big nickel. We're going to spread it out and we're going to get Stafford slinging the rock a little bit. We're going to attack that nickel. You know, you have to have a game plan. It's the same thing with your money, everybody. And just doing the ostrich and throwing your head in the sand, throwing money in there and hoping you got enough doesn't typically work out too well.
So like the team, you may have a nice little group of assets. You may have a good little nest egg.
Yeah.
But if you don't have a plan for it, then what's the point?
What is the point? Because you have to take that money. Because let me tell you something. The goal is a healthy retirement, right? Mm-hmm. Well, companies have taken themselves out of this because pensions are going by way of the dodo. So the companies, they don't care about your retirement. The onus is on you. Every individual, you know, we got Social Security in some form of capacity is going to be chiming in for us, right? Mm-hmm. But the onus is on you to make up the rest. And so what do you have? You got to figure out what your Social Security is. If you've got any pensions or rentals, you got to add that in there too. And then you got to supplement, because we're Americans, we got bigger lives. So then you got to take your money and you got to supplement the rest of your lifestyle with the money that you have. And you need a plan for that, not just I've got Apple stock.
Mm-hmm.
Apple stock is not going to pay your bills.
Mm-hmm.
You don't pay people in Apple shares. You pay people in dollar bills. And you need to have a plan to have that money work for you. You need a portion that's protected. It's generating good, solid gains. You need a portion that's generating income, good, solid gains. And then you need something to keep up with inflation at 9.1 year over year, month over month,
right?
For the CPI numbers that we're seeing. And you need to have your money planned properly for that. And everyone's got a different mix. Like some people need more income. Some people need more growth because they're behind a little bit. Some people need more protection because they've got more money and they just need to meet, you know, need to make smaller, more reasonable gains.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, whatever that mix is for you, you got to figure out where you are on the map first before you figure out where you need to go next. And just, you know, throwing your hands up and just waiting to see what happens doesn't usually do too well.
But the important thing to remember is no two plans are alike. No two game plans are alike. No two playbooks are alike. And that's what Eric Johnson and the team at the Hoffman Financial Group, they want to do. They want to build you that, if we're doing cliches, they want to help build you that playbook for your retirement. 404-640-5511. Always online at unleashyourmoney.com. You can see all the services they have to offer. Set up your complimentary consultation. And that is why we were talking a couple of minutes ago about getting that second opinion. That's why that initial consultation is no cost, no obligation to you. To sit down with Eric Johnson. And we were talking about at the beginning of the show, multiple locations of the Hoffman Financial Group.
Yeah, we're all over the place. We got a spot. So for me personally, I'm in our home office in Avalon.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys haven't been to Avalon, it's wonderful. And that's where, you know, we have our analyst, our client services team. It's usually where Chris's domain is, and the other advisors, we kind of bebop in there. And then we've got, you know, I'm usually over in Kennesaw as well. So I'll take Kennesaw and I'll take Avalon. But we've also got Fayetteville and Conyers and Sandy Springs at the Queen Building. We've got another spot in Duluth. So we try to make it where, you know, in a couple extra minutes doesn't prevent you from having a good financial future, right?
Because
a lot of people are like, oh, well, it's, you know, Avalon, I don't want to drive outside the perimeter. Come on, man. This is your life we're talking about.
That's right.
You'd go up there for lunch and to go shopping at the Tesla store, but you can't go up there to, like, you know, check out your, you know, finances and make sure you got money the rest of your life. So we want to take the laziness out for people. You got to go find good people. But we're happy to go find you, too.
Yeah. And like I say, you've been working on building this nest egg your entire life, 20, 30, 40 years. Think about the difference 60 minutes would make just to sit down and have that conversation with Eric Johnson. That initial consultation, no cost, no obligation to you. 404-640-5511. One more time, 404-640-5511. Always online, unleashyourmoney.com. Vince Dooley or Kirby Smart?
You know what? I'm going Kirby.
I am too.
I'm going Kirby because you know what? I'm just so impressed with what he's done.
Yeah.
Really, I mean, like that defense last year. Oh, my goodness. I'd take that 7 wins for Sunday. Jordan Davis. Oh, my goodness. I wish he was back. I love watching him play. That guy was just a wrecker.
And you talk about somebody who loved being a football player. Like, don't get me wrong, anybody on a team, but he was like watching a big kid. He came out to a Braves game when they did earlier in the season. They celebrated the championships, the Braves World Series and the Georgia National Championship. Jordan Davis threw out the first pitch, and he was like a kid. So imagine a little league kid getting to walk on the field at Truist Park and just eyes big, ear-to-ear grinning. That's what this big 300-pound national championship-winning football player, just all smiles and having the time of his life.
Yeah, no, it's I would take that defense any day, all day.
And that number is 404-640-5511. How you take advantage of that complimentary portfolio x-ray from Eric Johnson and the team at the Hoffman Financial Group. Do not forget, save the date, August the 23rd, August the 30th. Great seminar and educational class at Ruth, Chris, and Alpharetta. It is a complimentary class from the Hoffman Financial Group. Grab some dinner, get some information, but seating is limited. So reserve your spot today, 404-640-5511, or always online at unleashyourmoney.com. When we get back, 60% of men need more of this to be happy. We'll explain what that is coming up next. This is Money Unleashed with Eric Johnson.
When you think about what a financial advisor should do for you, what would it be? Maybe that's the person who finds the right stocks to buy or the person who grows my money. With any investment plan, there's this rotation of buying and selling, but Eric Johnson of the Hoffman Financial Group believes there should be more than just that. He's introduced his clients to the idea of protection rotation. You see, as you near retirement, there should be a strategic effort to not only find areas of growth, but to also increase protection from market risk. If you're at a point in your life where you look at your accounts and say, this is great, but I sure don't want to go backwards again, then call Eric at the Hoffman Financial Group for a complimentary income and portfolio analysis. Find out what they have to say about better protecting your money, but not sitting in cash with little or no growth. Call 404-640-5511. That's 404-640-5511 or online at unleashyourmoney.com.
Some stocks go up, some go down. Many financial advisors say buy mutual funds. Overall, you'll be up. But why have investments that underperform? Don't settle for the same old Wall Street BS. Call Eric Johnson and the team at the Hoffman Financial Group to schedule a complimentary conversation about your investment strategy. 404-640-5511. That's 404-640-5511. Or online at unleashyourmoney.com.
Notes involve risks not associated with investment in ordinary debt securities. The securities are not bank deposits and are not insured by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation or any other governmental agency, nor are they obligations of or guaranteed by a bank. The securities will not be listed on any securities exchange, and secondary trading may be limited. Therefore, there may be little or no secondary market for the securities. Accordingly, you should be willing to hold your securities to maturity. The securities are subject to the credit risk of the issuing bank, and any actual or anticipated changes to its credit ratings or credit spreads may adversely affect the market value of the securities.
Now back to Money Unleashed with Eric Johnson.
Save the date, August 23rd, August the 30th. However, it's more convenient for you to join us. Ruth, Chris, and Alpharetta Educational Seminar from the Hoffman Financial Group. Eric Johnson will be there. Grab something to eat. Talk about your taxes. Talk about your 401k. Talk about your retirement portfolio. It is a complimentary class, but seating is limited. 404-640-5511, unleashyourmoney.com to save your spot. Welcome back. Thanks for listening this weekend. And Eric Johnson, so there's a new survey out that says 37, the age of 37, that's considered middle-aged for men.
What? No one told me about this new number.
Yeah, right? That's
we're just changing all the definitions this year, aren't we? We're just changing everything, aren't we?
So the survey asked a group of men that are 40 years old how they feel about life, their health, their finances. And at 40, less than 50% of the men surveyed are happy with where they are in life. And what was really eye-opening is that over 60% in their survey, they are not financially happy. So that, well, they were obviously talking to people who are 40 years old, but talk to us in 45, 50, 55 years old. How do we get there? How do we get financially happy? What should we be doing?
Okay, so for all my 40-year-olds out there, I mean, I'm 43, right? I get it, okay? If you're raising children, that's expensive. And you're probably doing everything in your power to make sure that they have the best life, best education, the best of what you could possibly give them, right? So you're going to be throwing a lot of money at them. Now, what I would tell, and that's difficult, especially in times like now, but what I would tell you is it only gets worse the older you get, right? So that feeling that's starting to crop up, I'm not happy. You're not thinking about it now. But when you get in your 50s and you're like, oh, wait a minute, I only got 10 more years to work and I'm behind the eight ball, it gets worse and it becomes debilitating, okay? I've seen people come in and they are just paralysis by analysis. Mm-hmm. And so what I would tell the 40-year-olds out there is keep your head down, keep taking care of your kids, keep making sure that they're doing the right things. And then you need to be doing the right things, okay? So if you've got a 401k at work, max that sucker out. Start now, okay? Like whatever you got to do to passively save. And then you also need to actively save on top of it too. You don't go to a financial advisor and say, here's my money. You do all the way. Like you got to keep saving. You know, saving is the crux of developing wealth. So, and then finding multiple different ways in order to save is also keys to the castle. So you want to make sure that you're saving through the 401k. I would highly recommend a Roth IRA or a regular IRA based upon where you're at and what you're doing. You can put, if you're under the age of 50, you can put $6,000 in a year, right? And the goal is to, you know, in every single account, you want to get over $100,000 so you can start understanding the law of large numbers. But, you know, when you get the savings and you get to that point and you do realize that every time your portfolio goes up a percentage point or two, that's a couple grand, right? Mm-hmm. You can do things with that. So yes, it's a long, hard road. Life's not easy. They don't give you a direction guide on how to, you know, become a multimillionaire, but I'm trying to help you right now. Here's step one. It's make it, doesn't matter if it's $25 a week. I don't care. You got to start somewhere. You have to start getting your coffers, your cash up. So when you do have enough, you can put that into a portfolio and then start having your money work for you. And then the more money you have working for you, the more eventually you grow. It just starts compounding. You know, you have $100,000 and the next thing you know, 250 shows up. And then all of a sudden, next thing you know, 500 shows up. And then all of a sudden, the next thing you know, and incidentally for the 40-year-olds out there, you know, when you're in your 50s, that's when you're making the most money, right? That's when hopefully you're growing inside your company, whatever career that you have, and you're making the most money, you're hopefully saving the most money. That's when you're really going to start seeing the dividends, if you will, of the savings that you've done. Mm-hmm. And also making sure that you've got somebody responsible and responsible enough to help you grow that and find the wishes, wants, and needs that you have for that money. If you're going for straight growth, you need to be with somebody that's going to help you do that. If you're looking to retain and create income, you need someone to help to do that. And we help all those people. It doesn't matter what you need. If you need a growth plan, we've got you. If you need an income plan, gotcha. If you need a protection plan, we've got you. We've got all three for some of those people who need that as well. And that's what I would tell you. Start saving now. And I know it's not the sexy answer. You know, everyone wants to put $5
in Bitcoin. But it's the smart answer.
It is a smart answer. Yeah. I mean, listen, you want to know how to get there? This is how you get there. All my friends at home ask me, how'd you do it? And they give me an eye roll when I tell them that. They're like, oh, yeah, well, how am I supposed to do that?
There's no magic pill.
I'm not going to wave my wand and bestow you millions of dollars. I mean, you still need to know what to do with it when you get it. But you got to find somebody who knows how to get it.
Yeah.
And then what to do when you get it. Right. And just start breaking things down in simpler terms. And you'd be surprised. It's a death by a thousand paper cuts. Everyone's heard that term before. It's same thing with your finances. And you do it not even thinking about it in your 401k. So if you can find one or two other ways to save on top of that, that's how you're going to get there and you start feeling more financially stable.
Building income. It doesn't matter what age you're at. 40, 45, you got to build the income. That's what's most important. Start saving. Start the conversation with Eric Johnson. 404-640-5511. One more time. 404-640-5511. Couple of pieces of information, and we'll get you to sit down with Eric Johnson. You can always get more information at unleashyourmoney.com. Eric, appreciate the information. Appreciate the education this weekend. If you missed anything, we invite you to hear this week's show in a full archive on the Extra 106.3 app. We'll be back next Saturday at 2 o'clock. But before we get out of here, Eric Johnson, let's give you the final word.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for listening. Hope you have a great weekend. Football season is on the way. Start preparing now. And also start preparing for your 401k and the finances that you have so you can have a better financial future. Give us a call, 404-640-5511, or check us out online on unleashyourmoney.com. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening.
The opinions expressed by Eric Johnson and guests on this radio show are their own and do not reflect the opinions of this radio station. All statements and opinions expressed are based upon information considered reliable, although it should not be relied upon as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results. Any strategies mentioned may not be suitable for everyone. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for you. Before acting on any information mentioned, please consult with a qualified tax or investment advisor to determine if it's suitable for your specific situation. This program is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with regard to subject covered. Investment advisory services offered through Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, RWA, a registered investment advisor. RWA and the Hoffman Financial Group are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BWA, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.